Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Bev Potter, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is The Agony and the Ecstasy of Subscribing to Everything. Can you even remember a time when you didn't have to subscribe to everything? Sure, maybe you paid an annual fee, but you didn't subscribe to anything except magazines. Remember magazines? No? Well, the weird thing is that magazines are incredibly cheap now, except for The New Yorker, of course. That tote bag ain't free. I get Elle for $10 a year. Vogue used to be something like $50 a year, and it's probably just as cheap now. I think I'm paying $5 a month for New York Magazine just so I can pretend I don't live in Ohio. Vanity Fair is $14 a year, but it's a sad imitation of itself since Christopher Hitchens died, Graydon Carter left, and Anna Wintour was named the chief content officer, whatever that means, of all Condé Nast magazines. Let's call it the inverse law of magazines. The more precarious their situation becomes, the cheaper they get. If you had told somebody 30 years ago that they would one day subscribe to Food, they would have looked at you like you were crazy. 1990 me. Why would you subscribe to Food? You go to the store, you buy the food, you bring the food home, you make the food, you eat the food. I actually tried subscribing to Food twice. Same results both times. There's only so much organic buffalo with quinoa and tiny cubes of summer squash vacuum-sealed in a styrofoam container that you must receive every week or your unborn children will be sacrificed to Satan that I could handle. Can I just order some meals when I feel like it? No, it comes every week until you have so much food it's bursting out of the windows like you live in a giant cornucopia. I had high hopes for the soup sub, but it turns out that clean and healthy is code for bland and disgusting. At least I got a nice spoon out of it and some socks. The socks were a surprise, but hey, who doesn't need socks? You can also subscribe to snacks from other countries. Dried fish skin, anyone? Snacks and toys for your dog or cat or hamster or rabbit. Cosmetics, perfumes, clothing. Mystery boxes. Don't know what's in them, but who doesn't love a mystery? These vendors have gift in their names. But it's not really a gift if you buy it for yourself. Is it? And yet it feels like a gift, and that's the hook. Even if it's a gift for your dog, it's like a surprise birthday party every single month. People are buying monthly subscription boxes not for the things themselves, but for the dopamine rush of having a package waiting for them when they get home. Sure, you're paying a premium, but how can you put a price on 5 minutes of happiness? And companies, of course, know this. The greatest lie the devil ever told was, you can unsubscribe at any time. Because you won't. People are lazy. But the lure of that faux escape valve gets me every time. I'll just try it. It's free for 30 days. If I don't use it, I'll unsubscribe. Sure you will. and therefore end up paying more than you would have had you not subscribed, and possibly much, much more as the months tick by and you ignore the money leaking from your bank account like the air from an inflatable pool toy that the dog was playing with. I would love to be able to afford a subscription to Blue Apron. I am indescribably tired of eating cereal for dinner. The lure of meal kits is that you don't have to shop at the grocery store or chop vegetables. You do, however, still have to cook the food and clean up the dishes. A tiny chef and waiter are not included in these packages, despite the astronomical price, which may explain the slump in meal kit popularity, that and the general tanking of the economy. In keeping with our times, you can also subscribe to a service that helps you unsubscribe to all the things you subscribe to that you forgot you subscribed to. The services themselves get paid by taking a percentage of the amount you saved in the first year, and if it can't save you anything, it won't charge you anything. Rates vary by company, of course, but range anywhere from 33 to 50%. There is no way to circumvent these fees if the service does save you money, but at least you still end up with some extra cash each month. Ironically, these services all offer subscription plans that unlock access to all features like financial coaches, medical bill negotiation, and automated credit card payments. ReviewGeek.com. I'm shopping for a new, dumb, cheap television for my mom. Best Buy wants to charge me $199 annually to deliver and install one TV. Annually! How many TVs do they think I buy? In my eternal quest to maintain my cash flow at the same net level of sadness, I changed my Hulu subscription to an annual plan, with ads, the horror, thereby saving me $100 per year, which I promptly turned around and spent on an annual subscription to the Criterion Channel. I will never watch the Criterion Channel, but it gives me great comfort to know that Catherine Deneuve, in all her lovely French nubileness, will always be waiting for me in The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.